So this morning, our first reading comes from Psalm chapter 33, verses 12 through 22. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people he has chosen for his own. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees all of us humans. From where he rules, he looks down on all who live on earth. He forms all their thoughts and knows everything they do. A king does not win because he is a powerful army. A soldier does not triumph because of his strength. War horses are useless for victory. Their great strength cannot save. The Lord watches over those who obey him, those who trust in his constant love. He saves them from death. He keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help. We are glad because of him. We trust in his holy name. May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you. And this morning's gospel lesson comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like servants waiting for the master to return from a wedding banquet. So that he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may we continually meditate on the words of Scripture to be able to find our mindful heart through your love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning's passage is most often tied to the parable of the rich fool, which is in the middle of this 12th chapter of Luke, as well as Matthew chapter 6, warning about the treasures we store up in heaven and in our hearts. Both passages share with us how we are to not store up possessions here on earth that can be stolen or destroyed. In the parable of the rich fool, Jesus begins by telling the crowd, "Do not worry about what we will eat or drink, or the clothes we will wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Life is more than the physical things, whether it is possessions, food, drink, or clothes." Jesus also tells the crowd and the rich fool to sell their possessions and give to the poor. Now, as I was thinking about this, I happened to be listening to the Daily Hope podcast by Pastor Rick Warren, who is most famously known for The Purpose-Driven Life. This part of the podcast was from his Transform series, and he was talking about changing your mind in order to change your life. This got me thinking about mindfulness and what that truly means. Most often, when I think of mindfulness, I am led to the ideas that there is a mind-body connection that people can most achieve when they combine yoga or meditation to mindfulness. But I still was not sure what is meant by mindfulness. So I did a little research, and I found an article from the Huffington Post which stated that mindfulness is a compassionate and intentional awareness where you pay attention to thoughts, physical sensations, and the environment, without constantly feeling the need to judge what is happening or to make it other than it is. To cultivate this present moment awareness, we pay attention on purpose with an attitude of kindness to ourselves and others. It is a way of being in the present and available moment, fully focused. I just love this definition. Being fully present in a moment, sharing kindness and compassion without judgment for ourselves and others. Living in a moment without assumptions or reading between the lines and not emptying our mind. I think we could all use a little more of this kind of mindfulness. So when was the last time you dug so deep into a project or a thought that you were so focused you lost sight of the world around you and time because you were that engaged? What was it you were focused on? Honestly, for me, this was last week. I found some really cool yarn at the store and needed to find a new project for it. I spent hours trying to find just the right pattern. I had a one-track mind, and when I found the right pattern, it was all I could do after work. Dishes, laundry, who needs that? Not me, and a crochet away I did. In these moments, even though I was very mindful about what I was doing and not doing, I did not focus on the not doing. I did not let that weigh me down. I focused on the doing. Crocheting is one of the gifts God has blessed me with, and it brings me joy. But what about the other things in life that sometimes possess us like we possess our possessions? Some of the negative stressors in our life. For example, worry. How many of us worry about something? Finances, our children, job performance, relationships, the things we need to do, that endless to-do list. Yep, there is a whole laundry list of things that we focus on that can steal our attention, and not in positive ways. In this negative headspace, we can feel anxious, angry, fearful, lonely, and lost. We go down that rabbit hole of negativity. But how many times in Scripture are we told to fear not? Do not be afraid, to not worry, and to be anxious for nothing. I'll tell you, these four phrases appear 311 times throughout Scripture. I think that says a lot. And I know when I live in these negative spaces, I feel lost, very lost sometimes. But in the middle of the chaos in my brain and body, I am brought to peace when I return to Scripture. In our Scripture reading today, Luke tells us to provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not fail, where no thief comes and no moth destroys. Negativity, grudges, prolonged anger, looking through the lens of social media are like thieves in the night. We need to let go of our propensity to think of ourselves as not enough, unworthy, or unlovable, because they steal our joy and focus from God and faith. These are the times when we can feel the most lost, but it is important to remain and remember to keep vigilant and faithful, like the servants keeping watch. Even when we feel lost, and do not feel like God is working in our lives, remember, God always has a hand in our lives. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should never experience negative moments or spaces, because sometimes we need them in order to learn and grow into the purpose God has for us. We have been blessed with gifts, purpose, and the awareness to know that every moment is an opportunity for our hearts to grow in faith and love. If we become mindful and remember that God loves us so much that he is pleased to give us the kingdom and sent his Son to grant us grace, Just imagine what the world could be like if we could focus less on worldly possessions, physical and mental, and allow the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be at the forefront of our mind's eye. To thank God every day for the breath of life, for the way Jesus has taught us, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us as we live and love like Jesus. What an even more beautiful creation this would be. Paul tells us in Romans 12, verse 2, "Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to Him and is perfect." Being mindful is the perfect thing to do for our relationship with God and with one another. Because when we are mindful, we become more aware of how we think, of what we think, and how that affects the world around us. I like the Good News translation of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." This is similar to something I have on my refrigerator to remind me every day to be mindful of my thoughts. It is written by the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu and says, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, it becomes your destiny." If we continually seek God as our center, focusing our thoughts on Him, and living like Jesus, there is where our treasure is. There is where our heart, we want our heart to follow. In Luke 4, verses 1 through 14, we learn that even Jesus knew God and Scripture needed to be at the center of the mind when he was being tempted by the devil. We know this because in each of Jesus' responses, God and Scripture were at the forefront by him saying, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." This is the good news. Seek ye first the kingdom. God is pleased to give it to us. This is what we need to be mindful of. And if we are, this is where our heart will be. So put our faith and trust in Jesus, because he has saved us from the thieves in the night. Be mindful, full of love and peace, in the blessings that we have been bestowed upon us. Amen.